Welcome to Leadership Matters, a podcast hosted by me, Steve Parker. This is a series that brings a fresh perspective to leadership, motivation, and how to succeed by talking to a diverse range of CEOs, business managers, and world-class talent. We also offer some personal tips to help you in your career. Each episode aims to provide a snapshot into the life and philosophy of some of Taiwan and the world's most successful leaders, and to find out more about why leadership matters. I am just so happy. I've been chasing this guy for months, and I finally got him under my program. I've got Niven Huang of KPMG here. Niven is the Managing Director of KPMG Sustainability Consulting in Taiwan. He's been doing that since 2013, before most people had heard of sustainability. Before he was joining KPMG, he was the Secretary General of the BCSD in Taiwan. He'll maybe talk a little bit about that later on. He did that for 16 years, and he's been a pioneer in Asia-Pacific for CSR, ESG, sustainability reporting, all of these things that are becoming part of the mainstream now. But when he was doing this, it was really something very new, unique, and he's had to do a lot of kind of pushing the envelope out there to change the world. He's a great man. He's done many things. And if you have a chance to talk to him, he's very accommodating. He always talks to everybody who approaches him. I'm lucky, I think, to call him a friend and a mentor. And I'm very, very proud to have Niven Huang in the studio today. Niven, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. This is also my honor and pleasure to join your podcast.
My first question is, how did you get there? I mean, how did you become, you know, the person who was kind of promoting all of these things when really business wasn't really talking about this stuff? What made you become this person?
Since I was a kid, and I do already have something like, you know, quite pro Mother Nature, and I like recycling, you know. And then when I have a chance to choose what I'm going to major, then I decided to major in chemical engineering. But when I graduated from the university, during that period, Taiwan has a very serious environmental controversial issue, especially for municipal solid waste treatment and management. After graduation, I study further in Zhongyuan Christian University, and my professor is specialized in combustion. And then that combustion technology will be applied to waste, hazardous waste, industrial waste. So then I just made up my mind, yeah, you are my advisor. Then I would like to, you know, dedicate myself into those areas.
How important are these external influences in changing the way you behave, the way you do things, or the way you develop?
In 1992, there was one very important UN conference. It's called Rio Summit. So Rio Summit was the first international conference to create so-called the climate, the United Nations framework on climate change.
So this is where the SDGs have come from, right?
Yeah.
Not at that time. They came out later on.
Yeah. But 1992, a lot of environmental treaty under UN's framework has become the mainstream. And then 1992, the UNFCCC was created. And then I just graduated from the PhD program to get the PhD degree. So I spent a lot of time to think about what I should do. 5 years later, 1997, Kyoto Protocol is the first international protocol to request the industrialized country, 38 industrialized country, to commit and to walk the talk on climate action. And then before 1997, I still focused my career on environmental engineering. But suddenly, the first very controversial international protocol for reducing carbon dioxide. I have something like, you know, precaution, because I create carbon dioxide, I burn everything. But now this carbon dioxide should be controlled. I got a phone call from a European headhunter, say, hey, Dr. Wang, there is one international business organization. They focus on sustainable development. The headquarters is based in Geneva. And then they would like to, you know, encourage the global big company to work together and to build up some capacity for corresponding to the more and more controversial, pressing environmental or climate change or even social issues. Whether you do have an interest to have an interview, and because this organization is called World Business Council for Sustainable Development, for abbreviation WBCSD, they also like to facilitate more than 60 countries, industrialized countries, to create the local business council for sustainable development. So that's why I got the phone call, okay? I was 35 years old. My English is okay, specialized in environmental engineering, and it's okay to work with a foreigner. And then the last criteria they are looking for is this secretary general should have the capability for editing something like a school journal, you know, a class journal for dissemination, something. So that is their criteria. Then I just provide my feedback. Yeah, your criteria seems everything, you know, fit for me. And then why not? So I have the conversation with the headhunter for interview several times, and then gradually to the final stage to meet the four chairmen. The four chairmen is American Chamber of Commerce here, and also European Chamber of Commerce. So two chair, because the WBCSD was supported by European and American company a lot. So that is the background. So during that time, I studied to think about maybe this is a good chance for me to transfer from carbon dioxide creator to become the advocacy ambassador for climate action meeting. I started to work with the global top 200, the most leading company together, including, for example, like Unilever, et cetera.
When you started this, I think I can imagine a lot of the companies were... One, they may not have heard of what you were doing, and there may have been some pushback, you know, costs and other things associated with what you're doing. How have you found that change over the last, I guess, 20, 30 years?
This is a very good question. Lucky to stay with this platform and as an ambassador here in Taiwan to disseminate a lot of deliverable developed by WBCSD. They also look for something new. I facilitate them to create an alliance. For example, I just convene a small group consists of 13 big company to work on environmental report. I always tease myself, hey, in Taiwan, we still have one old boy. He is a ghost, so can predict a lot of things.
Niven, we have limited amount of time this morning, but I just wanted to kind of go over a few of the things that you've said and play them back to you. To see if I've actually understood what you've been trying to share with us today. The influence of your environment is very important. I mean, where you grew up and the people that you met has been an influence on you. So find good people, spend time with good people, and then that will improve you. So science is something we should be looking to, not being afraid of. Measuring things and understanding what the problem is and then getting a commitment to targets and goals help us in the way we develop. Luck plays a little bit of part. There is some luck involved. You got a phone call, you got a contact. There is some luck involved in life, but be ready for the luck when it happens. What I hear from you too is that you very much believe in what you do. And I think this is a part for all those people who are looking for something in life that gives them a believe in what you do. Last couple of things I heard is this idea of responsibility. Right. And really, it's a way of management, actually, right? If you talk about setting up things like responsibility, accountability, sustainability, these are not exclusively environmental terms. These actually belong in the whole pantheon, if you like, of leadership. If we have this attitude, then the world, from what I'm hearing from you, is going to be okay.
Yeah, you are really super to make such a good, great, awesome conclusion. Thank you so much, Stephen. But based on the current situation, now I'm 61 years old. I think I need to spend another 25 years on sustainability.
Well, Niven, with people like you around, I have hope. And thank you very much for your time today. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
You can listen to this podcast live on the fourth Monday of every month on ICRT, and after that on the ICRT website, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Leadership Matters by Stephen Parker. You can also check out my social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you next time.